Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, pastor of Island Community Church in Merritt Island. You know, speaking of the church, we are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and if you like what you hear on the radio, I invite you to come out to Island sometime. We'd love to meet you. We start actually for breakfast at 8:45 to 9:15 in the morning, Sunday morning, 8:45 to 9:15. Then at 9:30, we start with a Bible study, just meeting in the kitchen there from 9:30 to 10:15. The service starts at 10:30. You're invited for all of that. Why don't you come on by and visit? God is doing a great work at Island Community Church, and I would love to meet you, and I invite you to come out, worship with us. This weekend, I'm in Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to look at the blood of Christ. We're going to look at the starting there in verse 7. Speaking of Christ, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And that's the importance of the blood, which is why it's so important with how you partake of Holy Communion, because it's a very important thing. That's why he said, well, I'll leave that for another. You're invited. That's what we're looking at this week, all the way up to verse 11 of chapter 1, which talks about that the Lord has chosen us from before the foundation of the world. So that's my sermon this weekend. Love to meet you again Sunday morning, starting with breakfast at 8:45, service at 10:30. Love to see you here now on the radio today. This is the last part of this sermon, Earnestly Contend for the Faith. Comes from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. Beloved, while I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once, or once for all, the Greek word hapax, once for all delivered to the saints. That's what we're looking at. That's what we've been looking at this week. Earnestly contend for the faith. God expects you to contend for the faith by the things that you do, by not standing for evil anymore, by electing godly people to run an office, people that are on God's side, people that believe marriage is between a man and a woman, people that believe abortion is an evil, horrific act. That's where God stands. How about you? Are you for Him or against Him? James warned us, that is Jude's half-brother, warned us that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Whoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So that's what we're looking at. That's what He commands us to do, earnestly contend for the faith. Here today, we're going to look at that this faith was once for all delivered to the saints. That is, it's the same as it was. It has not changed. What was sin then is sin here now today. So, okay, let's get to this message. We'll be back tomorrow with another one in our series here. What'll be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? Love to see you Sunday morning at church. Here's the last part of this message. Earnestly contend for the faith.
Earnestly contend for it at all costs. Don't let evil win. Let your voice be heard. In public schools, they want to allow your daughters to have abortion without your knowledge. I heard Mark Bomer say this the other day. I heard it and I had forgot it. In California, it is against the law with the punishment of up to 1 year in jail if you have your son circumcised. Now hear me. Even for religious purposes, if you circumcise your child in California, you go to jail up to 1 year. Now, people had to stand idly by in California and allow this to happen. Just like Jesus said in Matthew 13, it says that while men slept, an enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And that's what's happened here. The church has been sleeping. Satan has come in and he's done all this. And then the people wake up and go, oh, what's happened? Why doesn't God fix this? No, God's got you here to fix it. You are his hands and feet. God doesn't fix this. You fix it or you lose it. It's up to you. Fix it or lose it. Fix it or lose it. It's on you. It's not on him. This is why he's got godly people raised up and installed in different places. I quit my job before because I was tired of sin. And after failing, God brought me back and said, hello, fool, you're to be a light in a dark place. God's got you as lights in dark places. You can't quit because of sin. You got to shine where you're at. I preach these things from experience, church, from failing. How can you contend for the faith? Number two, for standing up for what is right. You'll know what to do and what to say when the time is right. We need God back in school again. We need the Ten Commandments back in courthouses again across America. We need God back in the military again like he used to be. We need men in the Marines not wearing dresses anymore. That's an abomination to God. Men wear pants. We need chaplains not to be afraid to pray. Chaplains are getting fired for praying in Jesus' name. They're court-martialing colonels, full-bird colonels, for praying in Jesus' name. Now, you can either do nothing about it, and then second lieutenants and majors and lieutenant colonels and brigadiers, all of them will get fired for praying in Jesus' name. Or you get up and you do something about it. And James is encouraging us to earnestly contend. Put on the boxing gloves and do something about it. Don't let Satan steal the faith out of this country, this Christian country. The United States of America is a Christian country. What do you say? What do you say? Are you in or out? Pastors, you're in. Pastors need to be strong and not compromise. Pastors need to not marry two men. Pastors need to not water down the gospel message and still preach sin and call it sin and not compromise. One of the reasons why you see 25, 30 odd people here. I don't care. We don't compromise. I leave the filling of these chairs up to God. Each week, I'm going to exalt him and teach the whole counsel of God. And that's what we do here. I'm so grateful for all the faithful people here who love that and know that. And would fire me for anything less. It's your church. Preaching is not a popularity contest. Go and ask Jeremiah or Ezekiel. Or Isaiah. Or him. Ask him. He'll tell you too. All those people he fed, all they could find was 120. No, 119. His mother had to be there. Last section. Once for all. Once for all delivered to the saints. Meaning, you know, I once saw a church sign on the board of one of these churches which said this, under same management now for 2,000 years. I love that. That's what I'm talking about. This church is under the same management for 2,000 years and counting. There's one faith. The Christian faith has not changed. Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He doesn't change. The faith has not changed. It was once for all delivered to the saints, which is this, 1 Corinthians 15. Moreover, verses 1 through 4, I know I'm running late. I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received, and by in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory that which I preach to you. I deliver to you that which I also received. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again on the third day. Also, John 5:28, the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life, them that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And this, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And this, 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators or idolaters or adulterers or homosexuals or sodomites or thieves or covetous or drunks or revilers or extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Why did I read that? Because it doesn't change. The same thing that kept you out then keeps you out today. That's why I read. It's just as much a part of the faith as everything else. And that is, you've missed what church means. The word is ekklesia. It means called out of sin. 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you. That's why I read that verse. What was sin then is sin now, regardless of how mad people get on TV about it. It doesn't change the faith. And this, we'll leave with his words. It's Matthew 7:13 and 14. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. This is the Christian faith. Once for all time delivered to you, his saints, the church. And I encourage you, don't let evil people remove it or replace it. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.